This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
You guys, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, right? I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. That's how we get things fixed. That's how we get things done, the right way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Lots going on up there. But, you know, I said this earlier. We're coming into the Christmas season. A lot of you complain, and, you know, what do we do? And I'm tired of giving my money to the wrong people. I'm tired of... Then don't. As I said, go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is giving you all kinds of breaks on good stuff. Stuff made in this country. Right? I mean, he's keeping Americans working here. He supports the same causes you support. So why not give him the benefit of the doubt if you would? I don't get it. I'm totally lost here. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? Okay, let me get it. I love these stories. You know how I am with this stuff. Atheists are demanding the police department take down the cross. God bless. You know, I love these people that go into areas. You know, you guys, some of you guys have heard me talk about this before. How we are... Truly, we are a representative government. And what that really means, the mindset behind that, was that you would live in a little town or live in an area, and you would elect people that shared your views, shared your beliefs, shared the way, you know, you wanted the town run. And that's what we vote. We do it now, right? You vote for people that share your values. And then you get people from out of town. This is why it's so important to understand how the Electoral College works. Because you have these people from out of town, from the big cities. They feel like they're more enlightened than you when they come into your little town. They feel like they're smarter than you because you cling to your guns and your Bibles. Think about that. Right? And then they're going to help you because you're too dumb. Come on. You know it's true. You're too dumb to be able to figure it out on your own. So... You have the Swainsboro Police Department in Georgia are now drawing the ire of atheists in Wisconsin. Freedom from, I love these guys, the Freedom from Religion Freaks, is demanding the police remove a cross that had been erected in front of the department's headquarters. Now, the cross was posted at the base of a flagpole, of the flagpole. Now, the cross Well, it creates a perception of the official government support for Christianity. Again, another attorney from the Freedom for Religion Freaks, this is what they're putting out there. He says, the letter he sent to the Swainsboro Police Chief, Randy Ellison, said it conveys a message to the 30% of Americans who are not religious that they're not favored members of the political community. Well, that's not true. Right? I figure, even as a Christian, I'm welcome in a Jewish community. I'm welcome in an atheist community, I believe. These out-of-town atheists, again, people from not from the area, they want to come in and tell you what to do, and how to do, for that matter. They saw the cross, wrote the letter, say it's unconstitutional. Now, this is what they always say, too, by the way. They go through these towns, and they say a concerned citizen reached out to them. Well, the cross has been there. You know, some of these places, they've been there for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, right? So we find out that you were traveling through town, and all of a sudden, a concerned citizen reached out to you. Right. Yeah, no. Not believing it. Anyway, the Freedom for Religion Foundation also said the non-believers might feel unwelcome by the presence of the cross. In other words, they might feelings might get hurt. Right? I mean, when I go see, this is how weird this is. When I go see a holiday display, and what I mean by that is, right, you see them at the mall, you see them at police stations, you see them all over the place. So when I go see one of these holiday displays, I know that I'm going to see what, Festivus pole. I'm going to see all kinds of quote-unquote holiday traditions, when in reality, it's Christmas. It was always called Christmas. It was always called the Christmas holiday. Right? Until the group that he claims is only about 30% decided that they were offended by seeing a nativity scene. They said the cross must come down or else. Such a brazen endorsement of religion is shocking, says the FFRF co-president. What makes this particularly distasteful is that the Latin cross is attached to a flagpole flying the American flag, which sends an appropriate message that to be a true American, one's supposed to be Christian. You know, George Washington once said he'd have a hard time calling somebody a patriot. He didn't believe in God. Just saying. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Your host, it was a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really, it's the only way we can win. You guys get engaged, after you get informed, I'm telling you, we can kick butt. No question about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to be able to share some of the craziness with you. Right? Anyway, let's get to, I want to get to some of these really, really nutty stories. And they never stop, man. It's like no matter what you do, you really can't get them to go away. The professor at UC San Diego, she says this should automatically give students a, God bless, A's, because she wants to decolonize her classroom. And grading, by the way, in case you didn't know, apparently is a form of colonization. Holding people accountable, making them work for their marks, somehow has become a sign of colonization. Take a listen.
What's up, y'all? Dr. Purity here, and I'm going to talk to you a bit about how to decolonize a classroom and how I decolonize my teaching. So, first things first, we do not grade over here, okay? Anyone who takes my class automatically gets an A. They're told in the first week that they're going to get an A. The only thing that's required is attendance, and I have weeks of excused absences built in so that if people are sick or they have family obligations, it won't affect their grade. So since I'm not grading them, I'm just giving them A's. Like, how do I know that they're doing anything, and how do I know that...
So think about this. Where was this person when I went to school? Not only is everybody told to get an A, so why work, right? Don't have to work. We've tried this before. It doesn't work. But they don't have to work. And then on top of that, they decide they don't want to come to class because, oh, I don't know, they have a... They're having a meltdown, a mental meltdown, their video game broke down, whatever it is that they're having problems with. She's already got those excuses written in. I mean, it's beyond me. And then these kids are going to graduate not really understanding how real life works. Not really understanding that you have to work. Why? Because you have teachers like this that are handing it to them.
They're learning anything. And so I also don't give homework. Surprise, surprise.
She has no homework. Says she requires attendance, but doesn't really. And tells the kids up front that they're giving them an A+.
And I run a discussion-style classroom. So my students and I have equal part when it comes to bringing information to the table. We all sit together and share what we're talking about. And they get to use their critical thinking skills to apply the things they've learned in all their other...
Yeah, no. No, this does not help your child grow. This does not help your child do better in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know, and these are the people, look, again, these are the people teaching your children. Now, one of the questions I'd like to ask is, are we seeing more crazy things on the internet because there's more crazy people? Or the crazies have more access to it? Or they're just more inclined to post stuff up on that big bad interweb, or what? What do you think the reason behind it? Now, here's a woman telling you that if you're hanging out with black people and you want to invite a white person, you need to get permission. Well, let's hear it in her words, right?
Controversial opinion, but if you have a token white and you're hanging out with your friend...
If you have a token white person... What does that mean? Like you have a white guy around you just so you can say you have a white guy around you?
A group of color, you need to ask permission from everybody in the group to bring your white friend. Like, don't just bring them. Ask for explicit permission from everyone. Because just because you're comfortable with them doesn't mean that everybody's comfortable with them. I might not be in the mood to deal with white shenanigans that day. That's the...
White shenanigans. I like that. Because... only white people deal in shenanigans. Listen, this is on TikTok. It's got 1.4 million views. This person gets a lot of views on TikTok. And your kids, some of you don't even know your kids have access to TikTok. I mean, what do you think of that? Right? And they're on there, and they're listening to this stuff, and they're hearing this stuff, and they're seeing this stuff, and they believe it to be truth. Well, it's on the internet. You can't have it on the internet if it ain't true, right? This is how crazy this is. Here's another one. You're going to love this one. I don't even know where to go with this one. This person needs a lot of help. I won't play the whole thing, but I'm going to play a portion of it. I mean, He's a non-binary man, but he's really a little boy. Take a listen. Just listen.
I really wanted to come on here and talk about my gender and see if anyone in my little phone has the same experience or a similar experience or can relate in any way. Because I very recently discovered, by very recently I mean like this very morning, that I am a non-binary man.
And how did that come about, young human?
Which I know sounds like an impossible hypocrisy, paradox, contradiction, but I'm going to explain. Also, I'm not a demi-boy. I'm not a masculine, aligned, non-binary person. I am a non-binary man because I'm...
Non-binary. Got it. Okay. I'm taking notes, trying to figure it out.
Non-binary, and I am a man. So I, like, wholeheartedly believe that gender is performative, socially constructed, and that we don't need it. Saying that, I'm not really pro-abolition of gender, unless it would come even kind of stages. I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about the abolition of gender.
Now listen, this person, this is a lot of the young people today. The people that you're helping to raise, that some of those parents have helped to raise. It makes no sense. No, these people make no sense. Now, he or the cisgender person has decided, they come up with the realization this morning. And they've got it all figured out. Don't you love this?
There is a hole. But I think that the world would be a better place if we had never constructed gender. Saying that, the only thing that's hindering me from being completely free of the influence of gender roles, expectations, norms, etc., is my gender dysphoria.
Oh, so you're admitting you have an issue. Got it. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are signs inflation might be slightly cooling off. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago, as expected. The PCE is the Fed's favorite inflation measure because it excludes volatile food and energy prices. The Senate Agriculture Committee is holding the first of several congressional hearings to investigate what went wrong with failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun tells Fox News that crypto needs to be correctly regulated and understood.
We've got a lot to learn, not only about the industry, the components of it. It is going to need some regulation if it's going to probably grow in an orderly way.
President Biden is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. We're having some fun with some of this typical liberal. It is typical nowadays. This typical liberal TikTok stuff. This young person has decided, as of this morning, that they no longer are a binary man. I don't know. I can't drink enough to have this make sense. Take a listen.
The aim of my medical transition is not only to free myself of my dysphoria, but to entirely liberate myself from the grips that gender has on me in all respects.
I don't even know what that means. Gender has a grip on you? What does that actually mean? By saying you have gender dysphoria, you're admitting that you have a disease, are you not? Or a condition. Whatever you want to call it, I don't really care. But it's real. And it is an issue. And it's not something you embrace, it's something you deal with, you take care of.
And I think it's very likely that a lot of people see medical transition and transitioning as a whole as the opposite of that, and as a way to, like, conform to and comply with the gender binary. But that's just not how I see my transition at all. And I always want to be perceived as a man. Like, I am a man, and I have lots of dysphoria surrounding the idea that I might not be perceived as a man.
Well, if you... Look.
I need help. I think G is having a seizure.
Hold on. All right. You know, you look at the stuff that's happening. You look at what's going on. And, you know, God. Let me... God bless. I have screens popping everywhere. I'm sorry, guys. I really appreciate for being distracted like this. But, you know, we've got all kinds of stuff going on here. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me just run through a couple of these. I've got one person here who says, biological sex is
fake. Biological sex is fake. Yes, we all know that gender roles are fake. But do not say to a trans person, biologically male, born female, male-bodied. No, 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 no. There is no biological criteria for gender that is both universal and a binary in human beings. Where does that leave us? Free. Biological sex is fake. Yes, we all know that gender roles.
Just amazing, isn't it? It's just amazing that we're allowing these people to run us. We're allowing these people to do things. I am Joe Mason, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I gotta tell you guys something. I mean, seriously, right now. There are so many things going on that are confusing our young people. There's so many things going on that we need to help. We need to work with. Right? I want you to hear this thing about the Electoral College. People need to hear this. It is so confusing to some. Let me see if I get it working. That's always good too, right? Now let's see. Oh, there you go. Right there. Come on.
But in baseball championships, there are a series of games. There are some people out there pushing what is known as national popular vote. It would get rid of the Electoral College because they say it's just not fair. They argue that in a baseball game, for instance, whoever scores the most runs wins. But in baseball championships, there are a series of games. And to be the champion, you have to win the most games, not just score the most runs. In the World Series, for instance, most of the time, the team that scores the most runs in all seven games combined also wins the most games, but not always. Take, for instance, the famous World Series of 1960, when the Yankees scored a total of 55 runs and the Pirates scored only 27. Well, even though Mickey Mantle hit 10 home runs, 10 home runs in just seven games, and had a series batting average of 400, and even though the Yanks were able to run up lopsided scores in games 2, 3, and 6, they only won a total of 3 games. And the Pirates won 4. So when Bill Mazeroski hit that bottom of ninth walk-off home run in game 7, the Pirates were the champions. It wasn't the first time. The same thing happened to the Yankees in 1957 against the Braves, and happened again in 1964 against the Cardinals. But don't feel bad for the Yankees because you never feel bad for the Yankees, but also because it goes both ways. The Yankees won the 1962 World Series against the Giants, even though the Giants scored more overall runs. In fact, out of the 260 Major League Baseball playoff series, and that includes the World Series, the League Championships, and the Division Series, the team with the least runs in the series has still managed to win the most games 40 times. That's 15% of the time. 15% of the time, the team with the least runs wins. And that happened as recent as the 2002 and the 2003 World Series, and just last year in the American League Division Series between the Tigers and the Yankees. Now, the simple-minded will run to their mommy crying, "It's not fair! It's not fair!" But the thinking American will step back and ask, "Why is it happening this way? What's the reason for this?" Then they will discover that it's because baseball is designed to make sure that the champion isn't a team that did well against just one particular pitcher or in one particular stadium, but the champion has to be able to play well in a variety of situations. Hitting well off of multiple pitchers, playing great defense, being able to not only hit home runs, but bunt and steal bases and win the close games as well as the blowouts. That's what makes a champion. Our founders created an amazing way to accomplish the same thing in our presidential elections. America's president has to appeal to a broad range of Americans from across the fruited plain. It's not enough to be popular in the big cities and run up the score in just one or two games. You have to also be able to win enough votes in the other stadiums, or states, if you will, in order to win enough games to win the whole championship, or in this case, the presidency. For instance, here you see the map of Bush-Gore in 2000. Obviously, Gore won the big cities. You can see where the blue is on the map. But Bush won the rest of the country, and the rest of the country was a better distribution of the vote. Here we have the 2004 Electoral College results, where you see Bush winning more stadiums, more states, if you will, and some of the big ones as well, and it added up to a total that was more than what Kerry got in 2004. So it was like winning 4-3 in the World Series. 2008, Barack Obama was able to do the same thing. He won more of the distribution of the votes across the country, and he won more of the actual votes. So this was one of those situations where the person that scored the most runs also won the most games. It's not a perfect system, but it is sure better than any other, and it is much, much better than the national popular vote. The Electoral College has served our nation well, and if Americans are smart, we'll keep the World Series of politics by keeping the Electoral College.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
With us, for listening, for being online, on the air, and however it is you get in the show tonight, how many of you will actually look at your plate and put just the right amount of food on there to make you happy? Or will you do what the rest of us do? Trying to see how much of Mount Everest you can recreate in your plate. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Helen, thanks for calling. I appreciate it so much.
Sure.
Hey, so what's your memory, or what is it for you that Thanksgiving really wouldn't be Thanksgiving without this particular plate or this family member around, these family members, traditions?
Right. Well, you may be surprised, but the cranberry sauce or jelly in the can.
Whoa, wait a minute.
I know, it sounds pretty. No, really, we always had it as a little girl growing up, we always had it in the can. And I remember one year, as we got older, one of my sisters had Thanksgiving, and she had made the cranberry sauce from scratch. And I thought, wait a minute, that's not how Mom did it. And it's just not the same. And, you know, I actually like the kind in the can better, but maybe I need to elevate my taste palette. But those little rolls that you buy, they only come out about the holiday time, the heat and stir rolls.
Yep.
Those two, I mean, if I have like a croissant or some fancy roll, it's just not the same. So I guess it would be the cranberry sauce in the
I can't let that go, though. You know, I can't let that go. I gotta go back to that. So are you talking about the one that looks like a clear kind of red monster in a can? It's just a total, right?
I mean, you know, the kind that wiggles when you put it out of it.
Like, they should put that on the shelf with Spam and other stuff that you really don't know what it is, but everybody seems to like it. Wow, that's so cool.
Right.
That's hilarious.
No, I actually
so cool.
like it, though. Spam, no. Spam, not so much.
Okay, all right. And all right, so now let me reach deep for a second and say, what's your favorite memory about Thanksgiving? Pick one.
You know, it's funny because it's been a while, with you know, when you have relatives pass on. And
yep.
But I think, you know, when you have family get-togethers, people do, you know, argue, and you have that going on. But there's something about the dynamics of that, though, because you can always count on, like, my grandmother was always, you know, oh, he didn't look at me right, or you didn't stand up when I walked in the room. You know, she was always, you know, on edge about something. And that was just part of the, I don't know, the nuances of Thanksgiving. And, of course, someone would be playing the piano. We were kind of a loud family growing up. And I think I miss that. It's just, you know, you put that all together, and it just makes that tradition a memory for you. You know, whether good, bad, or whatever, it's still something that you cherish, you know,
well,
as
you
get older. That could, because,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I come from a large Italian family. There was no such thing as a quiet time at the table. It just didn't
yeah.
happen. You know what I mean? Well, Helen, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling. I really do appreciate your time and you sharing some
of
those memories.
Oh, you did the same. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, let's go to BJ from California as well. BJ, what food or tradition, what is it that would make Thanksgiving not Thanksgiving anymore if it wasn't at your table?
Pecan pie.
What's that?
Pecan pie. Pecan pie.
Pecan pie, okay. Wait a minute.
And vanilla
ice. Not that stuff that you buy at the local grocery store with the fake gelatin in there, right?
No. Homemade pecan pie. And by the way, I'm with Helen. I like the red jelly coming out.
Oh, come on. What is it with you people? Are you serious?
But my wife makes homemade cranberry jelly, and it is scrumptious.
Yeah, I don't doubt.
But you know what? One of my favorite things, Joe, is the smell. Grandma's house on Thanksgiving. Oh, the smells were amazing. You know, you could smell the turkey, you could smell the dressing, you could even smell the gravy, potatoes, and
warm. You're so right. I mean, we miss those things because so many people now, I get, you know, you order the whole meal from the local supermarket or what have you, and they either deliver it or you pick it up, and that smell just isn't in the kitchen anymore of all that stuff going on. And the mess isn't there afterward either, but other than that.
By the way, my grandmother used to make this rhubarb jelly. Jello? She would make, it was like a dessert with walnuts on the top and sour cream. Man, that was really good. And then the whole family, what we looked forward to at the end, after everybody was done, and it's almost nap time, Steve's candy would come out.
Oh, you're killing me, man. Everybody's passed out on the couch, and then I used to go shake the couch the next day and pick up a few bucks, you know what I'm saying? From everybody.
And the Steve's candy would jolt them back to life.
Yeah,
it was great.
Right? We'd also play football. Yeah, right. Okay, let me see you go play football after that meal. I want to watch that happen.
But,
you know,
by the way, I had to, as the kids, the young men of the family had to go last because there'd be nothing left for anybody else.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the kids' table, right?
That's right. There's the kids' table, and honestly, as teenagers, we could not go first. We had to eat last because we would just clean the whole thing out, and then we literally would all go play football down at the school.
Wow.
It was fun.
No. We would watch the Army movies or the rest of the Thanksgiving Day parade and then go pass out on the couch. There was no football for us. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
Yeah.
BJ, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate your time and sharing your tradition. All right.
Take care.
Yep. You know, and every I don't care who you are. Everybody has a tradition. Everybody has something at the table. I mean, for me, it's really weird because I always like the 12 or 13 conversations that were going on. That's what I always enjoyed. Because you could jump in anywhere. I remember Tammy, when we first got together, and we went to probably the first big event at the family. And she just wasn't used to it. I mean, again, I wasn't joking. Large Italian family. There were a bunch of conversations. And everybody was involved in a part of one of the conversations. And that's, you know, that. And I'm going back a little while, before computers were a big deal. And we were talking politics. And we were talking, you know, of sport. Oh, not me. I'm not a big sports guy. But they were arguing about sports at the table. They were talking politics. Nobody hated each other. You know, and there were some pretty diverse thoughts on politics and how much the government should be involved or shouldn't be involved. And I grew up in a family that was very Democrats. They were hardcore Democrats. But I'll tell you what, and I'm not going to go deep into it, but they weren't the Democrats of today. That's for sure, I'm telling you. You can believe what you want, but they weren't the Democrats of today. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to, I mean, this is just amazing to me. On the college campus, they're trying to figure out, you know, should we celebrate Thanksgiving? Shouldn't we celebrate Thanksgiving? It's just craziness. Here, take a listen.
Anymore. Don't you think it's a little bit part of, you know, our privilege that we do ignore or do not talk and teach about that?
No, yeah, definitely. And it definitely kind of, like, is part of our privilege. Me, like, personally being white, you know, I don't necessarily have to deal with that all the time. For other people, like indigenous people, it's definitely, like, kind of like a harmful time and period and holiday that people celebrate.
Right. 100%. That is very much our privilege. So when I was in school, like a little kid, I don't know if you did the same thing, but we sort of dressed up as natives and pilgrims, like in the week of Thanksgiving to celebrate that. And a lot of people today are saying, again, maybe...
No. We dressed up as Indians and pilgrims. Look, you can't erase history. You can't change. You can't erase history. It is what it is. I personally don't believe, if you're Native American, you want to call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you want to call in and let me know how wrong I am, that's fine. I'm willing to have the conversation with you. But it was never meant as a derogatory term. It was never meant in a demeaning way. And I grew up in Massachusetts. I mean, there are Indian tribe names that you can't say. And not that you can't say it because you can't take it off the air. I'm saying you can't say them. They're impossible to pronounce. But they were never meant to put them down.
Maybe it's a little bit offensive to be. Now, do you think maybe dressing up in costumes like that, young children, do you think that's offensive and we should change some of that too?
Yeah, I think it's unnecessary.
Yeah, we would always we would dress up as like Native Americans.
What's unnecessary about it? It's period dressing. If you're living out what you believe to be the first Thanksgiving, if you're living out what you, or having a play around or drama, whatever you want to call it, around what you perceive was the first meeting, why not? Boy, we are raising a group of people that won't even be able to deal with hangnails anymore.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?